Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Congressman Jared Huffman received a briefing on illegal commercial marijuana grows in Humboldt County, and then this afternoon did a flyover with Sheriff Mike Downey to get a better grasp of the scope of the issue. The focus on combating illegal marijuana growers has turned from strictly criminal acts to the environmental damage done by growers across the North Coast.
It's just more grim news about the kind of destruction that's going on with these trespass groves on public lands. Today we're focusing on public lands. But I was on private forest land over the weekend in Mendocino County seeing the same thing. Very potent rodenticides and poisons and high concentration fertilizers, lots of erosion, exposed earth, felled trees and trash.
Congressman Huffman is in favor of legalization and believes the federal guidelines are far too strict.
I am absolutely working on that front, and I'm co-sponsoring a number of bills to try to make that happen. But at the same time, we can't just look away from the environmental destruction that's happening with these trespass grows. We have to do more to crack down on them and prevent them while we work on a more coherent, broader policy.
Huffman also pointed out that the allies he's gathered to combat illegal growers come from all points of the political spectrum, from the most conservative to the most liberal, an indication that solutions can be found. Earlier today, Highway 101 just north of Big Lagoon was completely closed due to a traffic accident. 52-year-old McKinleyville resident Mark Leonard was headed northbound in a Peterbilt semi-truck with a trailer full of large boulders. Leonard attempted to negotiate a left turn and the load shifted, causing the truck and trailer to overturn, fully blocking both northbound and southbound lanes. Highway 101 was closed for several hours while emergency crews worked on clearing the road. Leonard was transported to a nearby hospital with moderate injuries. Impairment is not considered a factor in the collision. Eureka police continue the search for three men who are suspects in a shooting incident near Sequoia Park on Saturday night. The female adult victim told police she had met the men to conduct a marijuana transaction and that one of the men shot her, leaving her wounded. The men were seen leaving the scene in a gold four-door Chevy sedan, possibly with Wyoming license plates. The suspects are described as an adult white male, possibly named Jay, an adult black male with tattoos on his neck and arms, possibly named BJ, and an adult white male in his early 20s with blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Humboldt Bay Fire received a call from a passerby who saw smoke coming from a residence in the 5700 block of C Street in Eureka on Saturday morning. When firefighters reached the scene, they found smoke and fire in the front room that had extended to the attic. The fire was extinguished within 30 minutes and prevented from spreading to the rest of the structure, although smoke and heat damage impacted other rooms. No one was home at the time of the fire, and the cause remains under investigation. Fire officials in command of the Corral fire burning to the east of Hoopa report that good progress against the fire has been made over the past 2 days. The fire has burned more than 11,000 acres and air attacks were effective against the southeastern flank, which threatens Hoopa Valley. Structure protection precautions have begun for both Hoopa and Denny, and the focus remains on keeping the fire from reaching Hoopa and communities along Highway 299 to the south. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents in Wiat are awaiting the final plan to repair a damaged water main that led to a sharp drop in water pressure and delivery to customers. Currently, Wiat is getting assistance from the Garberville Services District while engineers work out the plan to fix the pipe, which was damaged after water was diverted from the system more than 10,000 gallons over 2 nights. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said that while the project is fairly simple and straightforward, it involves numerous local and state agencies.
Has so many agencies involved, that's probably going to be one of the challenges, is just getting through all of those and making sure everybody has a say. But it is moving forward and they are doing the tests, and we're hopeful that they'll get through that and move on with the project.
Fennell went on to say that environmental, tribal, and local concerns must be taken into account to complete the repairs. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.